a morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Steve-O. Good morning, everyone else.
Boom. Team Austin Morning Party, welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mateo with you.
Hey.
Hello, Albuquerque. Hello, 90.7 in Clovis and 88.5 in Gallup.
Good morning, Clovis.
Our two new full-power FM stations broadcasting static radio. It's exciting. We have three full-power stations in this state, not including our 12 translators as well.
Interesting fact about
yeah!
this song. It's labeled Misery Business.
Yeah.
That song's called Ignorance.
Yeah, that's weird. Wait.
Isn't that weird? That's a different song. Interesting times.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I wonder why they did that.
I don't know.
They're trying to confuse us, but you can't confuse us.
Yeah.
Even when it's early in the morning.
Well, I mean, you probably could, me. I don't know. I feel kind of tired today, I'm not going to lie.
You're on the ball.
I'm on it! I'm trying to be. I don't know. Static!
Morning, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Stop it right now. I mean, don't stop it, but, you know.
Don't stop till you get enough, Matthew.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Yeah, guys, this morning I have another summer workout. I have to go to world manager duty. You know what? I've actually got three other managers I'm working with. I work with people in my shop, Deidre, and then there's two girls who I work with. The other ones are Tennessee and Michaela.
They're
awesome people.
That sounds awesome, man.
Oh, that's so great.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome that you get to do stuff
like
that.
I'm glad you get to do that.
Yeah, we're really excited for you.
Pretty excited.
Theo, seriously, you are crazy. Mateo, is he feeling all right this morning?
Who?
Theo.
Yeah. He looks kind of green.
Don't make me hungry. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry.
Yeah, he turns into hangry.
You know what's coming up, right? You guys don't learn Solomon's Porch?
Yeah, heck yeah, we do, Maine.
They open at 7.
Matthew, every morning I post a picture on our Facebook. What should the picture be this morning? It's got to be something funny.
You pick. You pick. You better hurry.
It's this morning. Are you guys ready? You know what? You want selfie style, but you want that...
Yeah,
make it some
crazy,
pretty rad.
What? No, that's a good idea.
What's he saying?
He's saying no.
Karate chop rollerblader.
I like that. Perfect. There you go.
As a selfie style, you know, you do selfie two people. Crazy faces.
You can play sports.
What
it's
happened?
Fun. All you gotta do is you gotta be with.
What happened? Are you eating the phone? Matthew, you call us every day. You know how this works.
Matthew, the phone sounds weird.
Oh, that's because I have the microphone on the bottom. I have a little fancy, I have a little fancy, phone.
Fancy. Yeah, you have a robot ear.
I must admit, guys, these phones, I don't like the design because they have some mic on the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know, I was using my actual house line like I did back in the sixth grade. Now that I'm a cell phone, guys, I'm using my cell phone, and I'm actually in my mom's car right now. I'm just waiting for my
out.
Shout out to your mom! She's probably inside just trying to get my sister up and running, too, and she's probably just probably listening to you guys this morning. They're going, I was like, the other day she goes, oh, Steve, she goes, those guys, oh, wow, they're so funny.
We have a song for you this morning that we're going to play by Run River North. They're coming in concert July 14th. They're amazing, and that's what I'm playing for you this morning because the song's called Monsters Calling Home, and your microphone sounds like you're a monster.
You're a monster.
It's crazy.
Hey, you know, I think I can give a quick shout-out to the people I work with. I want to give some brief shout-outs real quick. See the following people. Thank you guys for making my first day yesterday a wonderful day on the team. Deidre, the two other Michaelas I work with, and Coach Wallen. Thank you to the rest of the guys I work with. You guys were awesome, and I will see you all pretty soon. It's in about an hour. Remember, players, if you have a workout this morning, 7 a.m. If you wear your spirit pack, please come up to the booth behind the football field and track. If you have your physical paperwork, please turn it in to one of the managers or coaches at that time. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Woo! Just in under the music. Amazing. Good job. All right, Matthew, we will see you mañana.
Mañana, bro. Bye. Right,
there you go, Matthew from Albuquerque. Out.
He calls us a lot.
He does. I like that dude. Except today his microphone made him sound like a monster.
He usually works. Today, not so much.
And then I thought of Monsters Calling Home. And then I thought of Run River North. And then I thought about the fact that tickets are going really, really fast for the show.
It's crazy.
And, yeah. $5! Lobo Theater, Monday, July 14th. On sale now. MyStaticRadio.com. Get them before they sell out. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
They're walking heavy to the beat of a broken drum. Digging for worth in a land under a foreign sun. The children call bitter words of a strange tongue. Hearts down, they're walking heavy till the dying's done. Oh.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Turn it on, turn it up, and listen with your ears.
Yeah.
Now it's time for breaking news. Have I piqued your interest? Are you interested? Are you a little concerned?
Maybe a little.
You should be.
Oh, okay.
Because E.T. is a traitor!
I know! It's Traitor Tuesday, and he's the worst of them! He's the worst of them!
Traitor Tuesday! And if you'll go...
You know, that's why what the T stands for. Extra traitor.
Extra traitor.
Ah!
Traitorestrial.
Extra traitorestrial.
You should go to our Facebook and see why he's a traitor. That's all.
We were really upset when we found the news.
We were. Now for the news. Florida has been named America's most stressed out state.
Makes sense.
True. It's because everybody's trying to get to Disney World, and unless you get there first, you're not going to get to ride everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crazy highways around Orlando are all toll roads. It's freaking stressful. There's alligators everywhere. There's snakes everywhere.
Ugh.
Don't go to Florida.
No.
Unless you go on the beach. I see friends putting up pictures from the beach because they're all on vacation. And I get real upset. I like your shirt.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's an old Freedom Fest shirt. I think House of Heroes is on this shirt.
I remember Freedom Fest.
Do you?
I wish all these people would have quit trying to get in for free so we could still have it, you bunch of jerks. I said it. Everybody was thinking it.
I think this was the blindside year. Was this the blindside year?
No, that was 2009.
Ah! What was this year? Oh, 2011.
Evolutionary scientists now say that the face of the human male evolved so that it could better withstand being punched. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Good job, face.
Punch! And we know it to be true from watching UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Those faces can take a punch.
They can.
Oh, no.
Oh, great.
Justin Bieber finally got his wish to be baptized.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Couldn't give him to Canada.
Hillsong, New York.
So they gave him to the church. Yeah. Great. We only want the cool people.
Oh,
we only want the cool people in the church.
Studio at my site.
Trickle down theory. You get the coolest ones in the youth group to be sold out. And then all the other kids that follow the popular kids will be sold out. Trickle down theory. It's perfect.
I know what's going to happen. Huh? What?
No, I'm glad he got baptized. Where'd he get baptized?
Hillsong, New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was Brandon Thigpen there?
I don't know.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he was. It's our boy Brandon. He's there all the time.
Well, that's good, because now he truly is a believer.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe.
Oh, gosh.
It's a heart issue. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nutritionists released the ranking of the world's top powerhouse nutritional foods per serving. Number one food may surprise most people. Watercress. What's a watercress? Wait, I know what these are.
Oh.
My mom tried to tell me that I was eating watercress one time when it was onions, and I hated onions growing up.
Are you thinking of, like, water chestnuts?
No. Watercress.
What's watercress?
She just took a word. Exactly. She just took a word and said, no, that's a watercress. It was an onion. She had cooked it. She told me later. She apologized.
My mom did that with cow brain. She said it was egg.
Did you eat it?
I did.
How was it?
It was okay until I was like discovered to be lied to. Lost my mind. But it was like, everybody's got to try once.
Everybody, this is watercress.
If I had told you what it was.
Look at that.
Oh,
she totally lied, too, because the watercress is a very green vegetable and onions are, you know, so she just threw that name out there. No, those are watercress. Because I didn't know any different.
Right.
Oh, little mama out there. There's a controversy over the new Lifetime reality series, Born in the Wild, where women give birth in nature.
Wow.
Just having babies out in the desert or in the jungle or the frozen tundra or maybe in your backyard.
Gosh.
Can you imagine that, Doug? Can you imagine? If you got home and you're like, why are all these vans around? That's weird. Is there a SWAT team? She's South Valley, so I guess it's normal. But then you go in your backyard. Boom! Somebody's having a baby.
Yeah.
No, it's just a random person.
Oh, just a random person.
They're like, hey, yeah, we got a warrant to film or whatever they get. And he was like, yeah. And then you're like, but this isn't the wild. And it's like, hey, bro, this is the South Valley.
This is wild.
It's about as wild as it's going to get out here.
What? Wild, wild west.
Lobos, loud as how. And then there's a baby in your backyard, Doug. And then they're like, hey, yeah, okay, you want to keep this thing?
Man.
Cool, man. See ya. Woo! Born in the Wild.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I actually did read something about this. It was weird. It was like, why are they doing that?
To make money.
Whose idea, though? Why? Why would anybody watch that? That's like people watching Honey Boo Boo. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Maybe it's because I grew up around that constantly,
That's true.
Culture. You know, so it's like, no, no. Guys, don't watch Honey Boo Boo. Don't do this. Please. That little girl is going to be devastatingly horrible when she grows up.
Probably. I've never seen a single episode.
Good. Me either.
Yeah.
Blech, blech. Boo Boo. GQ reports that due to international popularity of the BBC's Downton Abbey, there's been a huge increase in the hiring of butlers.
That's ridiculous.
You want to get a butler?
Oh, you haven't met Alfred?
You have a butler?
Yeah, and I named him Alfred after Batman. I was like, hey, man, look.
I know your name is Barry.
But I want to call you Alfred.
Fine.
You're going to have to change your accent.
I'm not going to change.
You got to sound British just a little bit.
Okay.
And if one of my kids fall down, you have to walk up and call Master Bruce and ask them why they fell down. It's going to be magical.
I love your pants.
Yeah. It's pretty fantastic.
The man who owns the Guinness World Record for the largest video game collection is looking to sell it.
Man.
We saw this yesterday. How much was he selling it for?
It was up to like 93,000.
Whoa!
He had almost 11,000 video games in his library.
That's
only like $9 a video game. That's not really that great so far.
That's so many video games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I have one that I want to get rid of.
He does. One arcade game.
I'm going to have the coolest garage sale ever, I think. Something.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. As soon as Little League's over.
There's going to be a disco ball.
It's going to be great.
A teenager mowing the lawn in Colorado escaped with only minor injuries after listening to music with headphones prevented him from hearing the approach of a 110-mile-per-hour tornado, which was practically on top of him. He was playing the music so loudly. gosh, that's crazy. 18-year-old Wyatt Shrepfer of Trinidad, Colorado.
Shredfer,
dude. Dude, you were shredding the lawn.
Yeah, bro.
The rural area was hit by a large, slow-moving tornado, but Shrepfer said that he had his back turned as he mowed the lawn and listened to music on his headphones, and he didn't hear the impending natural disaster right behind him.
Gosh.
He had no idea it was coming until it got close enough to knock the hat off of his head. It was too late to seek shelter inside, so he ducked behind his tractor and laid on the ground. And lived. Minor injuries. That is a lucky dude right there.
That is crazy.
Guys, tornadoes are not jokes.
Mm-mm.
You gotta be careful. Don't mow your yard if there's a... Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, I know.
I'm upset. But I'll be okay. I am sweating, though. Because I'm upset.
Gosh, I would have loved to have seen video of that.
Maybe there is video. You know there's some neighbor going, oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! What's his name? Wyatt Benson! Get your phone! Get your phone! Film this. We're gonna see him get sucked up in a tornado. I hate that kid. Terrible. I'm sorry. President Obama went on a surprise walk Monday to a Starbucks near the White House where he ordered just some tea. Even though it was 80 degrees in Washington, D.C., which is hot.
Yeah.
Because it gets humid in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
As he began strolling down Pennsylvania Avenue, he joked with the horde of reporters trailing him, "The bear is loose!" The impromptu walkabout caused some drama with the Secret Service. Obama apparently seemed to bristle at the Secret Service's scrambled attempt to clear the sidewalk from him, or in front of him. "Let's test your wrangling skills," he told the Secret Service, as he made his way down the street with his chief of staff, Dennis McDonnell. This is not the first time the president has decided to get up and do whatever he wants. Just a few weeks ago, he tried to ditch his security detail and walk to his meeting with the Interior Department. I can't believe he would just do whatever he wants. That is an abuse of power. How can he even
walk into the Interior Department meeting?
Why would he think he could go get some coffee at Starbucks? What a jerk! I bet that's a terrible situation if you're Secret
oh,
Service.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably like,
you imagine?
Please don't do this. Don't do this. Oh, I just wanted to go one day.
He's been hanging out with the new Pope too much. It's like, no. Hey.
I am a friend of the people.
You could do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. You could walk down the street and you're like, hey, I'm the president. I get it. I'm the Pope. Let's do this.
But the Pope's like, dude, I told you to go out at night in disguise. What's wrong with you? Not during the middle of the day? Come on, man.
Man, I dig that new Pope.
I do, too. He's sneaky.
Look at that new Pope. He's so great.
Sneaking like beans. Put up a picture of beans on my Instagram. That cat's been appearing from under things and trying to
get
me.
You just compared the Pope to your cat.
Sneaky.
Is your cat...
I compared the Pope's sneakiness to that of my cat's sneakiness.
He's Catholic.
Oh, no. Again, emails. studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah!
Address that one to Steve-O.
Yes, you may. That's right. He was lighting his candles.
That's not as close.
No.
Catholic was good.
Catholic was good.
But now we've gone there. Too far. Oklahoma Protective Products Company, ProTech, has developed a tool it says can shield an adult or child from both falling debris or a 9mm bullet. What is it? The Bodyguard. A neon orange bulletproof blanket.
What?
That can be strapped on like a backpack. But it's not cheap. Nope. Single item reportedly costs around $1,000.
Oh, man.
But that's because it's made from the same material found in protective gear used by military and law enforcement. A bulletproof blanket. What's next? Invisibility cloak.
I'd rather have the Bodyguard.
Not me. I'd rather have an invisibility cloak. Are you kidding me?
Dude, it's... The Bodyguard. Be like, I love you.
I didn't know this was
in there. Costner. I love you.
I didn't know this was in there. I'm so excited.
The Bodyguard. I love you, Bodyguard. You'll always be my Bodyguard blanket. I'd sing to my blanket every day. My bulletproof Bodyguard blanket. Yeah.
I love you, Kevin Costner.
I do love you, Kevin Costner. You're the best. You're the best, Kent, ever. Although John Schneider did a really good job on Smallville.
Turn this down.
I can't. It's Whitney. You never turn down Whitney. Hold on.
That was good.
Yep. Whitney Houston, everybody.
R.I.P.
Bulletproof blankets.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
In England, a burger called the Holy Cow, studio at mysideofradio.com, comes in the form of an epic tower that contains 17 types of beef. The chefs from Red's True Barbecue came up with the burger, which contains 2,500 calories.
Okay.
It also comes with fries that have been thrice cooked and beef drippings.
Gross.
Along with a beef ragu dipping sauce.
I feel like that's just asking
that
for
death. That is meat drink.
That is... Oh, gosh. I'm, like, sweating meat just thinking about it.
Sweating meat.
You know when you eat too much meat and you get, like, that weird, like, meat
shock? You get
shock?
The meat sweats.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I got the sweats! The meat sweats!
Yeah, yeah.
Onlookers were transfixed by the scene of a fatal crash on Wednesday afternoon. A heartbreaking chain of events, but what happened afterward made it worse. Houston police say the mother behind the wheel of a Toyota 4Runner collided with another car. She crashed into a tree and died on impact. Check this out. Her two sons, ages 6 and 4, were wearing seatbelts but were not sitting in car seats.
Whoa.
They were rushed to the hospital with what were non... They weren't life-threatening injuries, so the kids are okay. But before help arrived, someone pounced. Eyewitnesses told police they saw people taking groceries out of the front seat of the dead woman's SUV.
Oh,
she had attended her 4-year-old's graduation ceremony at his elementary school, went to the grocery store, dropped off a friend, and then on her way home, crashed. And somebody raided her vehicle. Ridiculous.
That's the worst news story you've ever told.
I know.
Oh my.
It's horrible.
Ugh. Where was that?
That was in Houston, Texas.
Oh, Houston, you're the worst.
You know, Sarah Kelly needs to get down there and clean that up.
Yeah, and Hannah and Thigpen.
Boo.
Ugh. This is literally the worst story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, I'll read you a lighter one and then we'll do traffic.
Gosh.
A pair of pranksters got the shock of their lives when they climbed into a rusting old World War II tank perched on a monument in Ukraine and started it up.
No way!
The tank was atop a memorial when the men, who are both mechanics, clambered aboard, began poking around inside. Built in 1943, retired in 1945, and placed on the pedestal in 1994, the mighty diesel engine stunned the mechanics when it roared to life after they bent some wires in the ignition and played around with them. Don't go starting tanks.
Yeah. Or chasing waterfalls.
Please. Just stick.
To the lakes, the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
Yes.
You know?
Except
and
out
the regular
here,
cars.
You should also stay away from ditches.
Because they're deadly. Stay away.
And there's witches in those ditches.
Ditch witch.
There's a structure fire at Manal Boulevard in Wyoming.
Did you see it driving to work?
I didn't.
You didn't? How did you not? Were you just staring at the road? How could you not?
I do tend to watch the road when I drive.
But it's like, I was seriously leaving the house, and I immediately went, whoa, dude.
I didn't notice it.
Wow. Yeah,
is it that way?
Huge.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of like, the olden days, and I was like, ah, yes, and back in the day, I would have been on a wagon and would have been like, oh, look at Thereth. I don't
look
know.
At doth look think, over there.
I don't think they talk like that in the West.
Probably not.
Like, hey, man, something's on fire. We better go see.
Oh, no, it's time for you guys to call Gus Chiggins to get down there.
Yeah, it would have taken like 3 days to get there back then. But
ooh.
Dude, it's pretty crazy, so yes, be very careful.
Structure fire, stay Manal away. In Wyoming. Happened at 6:30. Yeah, I guess I just missed it.
It was crazy. It looked like smoke signals for, like, the Lord.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also, road construction. The roadway reduced to one lane, I-25 south between San Antonio, exit 231, and Paseo del Norte.
Hmm.
That applies to us. And construction at I-25 and Paseo. That's your look at traffic because now, ladies and gentlemen,
dun, dun, dun.
Welcome to the main event. It's time. For birthdays.
Dancing with the Doug.
With Doug.
Hello.
Hey,
good
Doug.
Morning, Doug.
Good morning.
It's really.
I saw that fire.
It's
you
crazy,
saw the white
right?
smoke.
Yeah.
And I said, there's a new pope.
Oh.
And then I was like, no. Nope.
We didn't start the fire.
No.
But it's always been burning since 6:30 this morning. Close run.
That was a very close run. Nicely done.
Today is June 10th, 2014, day 161. There are 204 days remaining. First up this morning, model. She is 2-time Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover.
Dawn Michelle Lott.
No.
Dang.
Kate Upton.
Yes.
Yay! I think she's pretty. Some people don't think she's pretty. I think she's pretty.
Yeah.
Doug?
My wife's listening.
So. Mine is too. That's why you gotta give props to your wife first.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. I'm like, what? No, yes, you did. Nice to
boom. I think she's young.
She is young.
22. 25.
22, Mateo.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
Starting it off strong.
Next up, an American film, television, stage, actress, singer, and author known for her roles in films Cocktails, Showgirls, Bound, Best of the Best, Three, No Turning Back.
Gina Carrera.
Face Off. Who?
No, what's her name? Gina, what's her name?
Gershon.
Gina Gershon. I knew that.
Gina Gershon?
Yes.
Face Off. Man, Face
also,
Off was
Yes,
a fun
I Love
movie.
You.
Oh, P.S. I Love You.
And House of Versace?
I don't know about that.
FX's Rescue Me.
Wait, what was P.S.? Was that that really sad movie? Okay, I think I did see that. Really sad. Apparently not as sad as The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah. 43. Nah, older.
46.
52. Yeah.
52, man. That girl, 52.
Next up, he is the husband of Queen Elizabeth.
King Elizabeth.
Prince Philip.
Ah. Ah, Philip. Wait. He's...
Philip is the prince that married Sleeping Beauty, Doug.
But she's the queen. Why isn't he the king?
I don't know.
This is a sham.
No, it's because she is from the direct line. She was next in line. And then he was like some... I think he came in after or something. They have a weird structure.
Prince Ali Abubu.
Ali Ababwa.
Ali Abubu.
Ababwa.
Oh, Jafar. So funny.
Ali Abubu.
He's like 71.
Prince Philip is who we're guessing about. 74.
93.
Well,
you know, we know our royal stuff.
We were almost in the ballpark.
Yeah, you'll never be royals.
Okay.
Doug, stop it.
Okay.
John Krasinski.
No.
Jenna Fischer.
Known for her role of Meredith Palmer.
Oh! Wait, is her name really Meredith?
No.
Okay. One of them, I think it's Erin. Her name is actually Erin.
Like all of them.
Her name is Kate Flannery.
Yeah.
Kate
Flannery.
Oh, man. Meredith was awesome.
50.
48.
50.
Hey!
Is the correct answer.
Hey! Kudos to you.
Shout out to me.
All tied up. Next up. An American actor, producer, and model best known for his work in films such as The New Guy, Road Trip, Hustle and Flow. He's also in Breaking Bad, Supernatural, Scrubs, Lost, CSI, Big Bang Theory, and recently, the FX comedy Legit.
Dang, dude.
The New Guy.
This guy's been in everything.
Is it that nerdy dude?
It is The New Guy.
Oh, it's the from Road Trip.
Yeah.
The one that eats the sandwich at the diner or whatever. Or eats the French toast.
I only saw it once and I don't remember it.
The nerdy guy.
DJ?
The DJ?
Yeah.
Okay. DJ Qualls is 35.
37.
Steve-O is heating
up. 35, he's your age.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He's DJ Qualls, man.
More. DJ Qualls has done a lot more.
Well, relatively.
Mike Myers.
No.
Heather Graham.
English actress and model. Best known for her film roles such
Mimi
as
Rogers.
Vanessa Kensington in Austin Powers International Man of Mystery and The Devil in Bedazzled.
Oh,
you already said Heather Graham?
Yes. No, but it's
Mimi Rogers.
No.
The first one.
She's in what is it, Bedazzled?
Yeah.
What is Bedazzled?
What is her name? It's got what's his
a
face
horrible
from
90s or early 2000s movie.
It's from it's what? Got the guy from The Mummy in it. And Blast from the Past.
Was it a kid's movie?
No.
No, it was like an adult movie where she's like the devil and he dates her but he doesn't know.
Elizabeth Hurley?
Yes.
Yeah. Booyah!
Could have said formerly married to Hugh Grant. That's all you had to say.
So we like to focus on their accomplishments on screen.
Yes. Thank you.
The birthdays.
Doug has guidelines.
He does, man.
He has standards.
Yeah, he does.
Elizabeth Hurley.
45.
43.
49 today.
Ah! Whoa! It's going for the turkey.
And the last birthday
still
this morning.
Aaron Paul.
Nope, an American stand-up comedian actor.
He plays Saul.
Appeared in the movie Date Night. Also, in the fourth and fifth seasons of Breaking Bad, as Patrick...
Just kidding.
He's also was recently in Albuquerque a couple months ago.
Burr.
Yeah.
Bill Burr.
Yes.
Bill
yes.
Burr. It's Bill Burr. Bill Burr. That's some pig.
Gosh. Bill Burr. Bill Burr is 44.
42.
He is 45 years old.
Oh, dang it. I was thinking of yesterday. That's what it was.
Now on to dates. American girl. In the same year, the Continental Congress appointed a committee to write a Declaration of Independence.
1782.
1775.
1776.
Oh,
man!
I mean, that does make sense.
Yeah. I was thinking it probably took him a couple tries.
But seeing that, I was thinking, yeah.
And this day in what year the first public zoo opened in Paris?
When was the first time people were like, ooh, let's box up some animals, wee-wee?
Wee-wee.
We stare at them all day, yeah?
And we watch them wee-wee.
1612. It's an old zoo.
1723.
1793.
Wow. Okay. Not that old.
Next up, on this day of what year, Philadelphia ceased to be the capital of the United States when all federal government offices moved to Washington, D.C.
This is always sunny. This is a theme song. Oh, man, that show's funny and horrible and funny.
Doug, you slay me.
1842.
I have no idea.
Mm. 1793.
Correct.
Yes!
Wow!
That was really
good.
Wow.
Booyah!
Good guess, buddy.
Three booyahs. That was a guess, was but good. I was using context.
It's pretty good.
And the last date on this day, while your Subway owner Fred DeLuca opened his first sandwich shop.
Oh, Subway.
Yellow submarine, yeah.
Gosh. Was it he that decided it was going to smell so bad in Subway?
Well, it's all the rubber in the bread.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what
so,
it was.
I bet you Mitch would know this because she works at Subway.
She's a sandwich artist, bro.
She probably had to sit in the back and watch the video like, hi, welcome.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such instructive restaurant videos as Red Pavement. How not to pick up the meat after you drop it.
Oh, man. 1968.
1973.
1965.
Ah, okay. Now on to number one hits.
Yay, Doug!
Oh! Man.
Aretha?
Aretha Franklin?
What you want?
19...
Baby, I got it.
Dang, this was number one. June 10th. 19. I don't know if this was 60s or 70s.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. It's like,
but when we think 60s, think the Beatles took over a lot, right?
Was this before that or was this after that?
Is this Motown technically? Because I'm gonna, you know what? 74.
I'll go the other way.
Okay.
66.
67.
Oh, it was good. It was good. Love this game.
Do you hear that?
Oh yeah.
That is change. That is the sound of inspirational
people
change.
People changing the station.
No, they're changing their underwear because they just peed their pants.
Oh man.
Shadow. What award show did she sing this on recently? And everybody was kind of like, Why are we? What is happening?
I thought
was
it was the Oscars. Yeah,
it was.
And they're
was
like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Bette Midler." And most of the like 20-somethings were like, "I'm sorry, who?
What is this song?"
Yeah,
it sounds like it could be good.
Yeah,
it sounds like something I heard in the womb. I remember this
1982.
Song. What? Okay, this came out with a movie, right? This was like the theme of a movie?
Got me. You're thinking of Beaches, like the saddest Bette Midler movie of all time, but I think this song was already... I don't know. I don't know.
What'd you say, 80?
I said 82, because I just remember it always being around.
89.
Damn. Oh.
The last one.
The best one.
Okay.
Wait, this
okay,
song okay. spent this 7 weeks at number one.
Wait, listen. This is the Puff Daddy
version.
Oh,
this is Diddy.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Faith Evans, everyone. Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious.
Okay, wait. To be. Words can't express what you mean to me. 1998. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. 96.
Nope.
1997.
Ah!
Today is Alcoholics Anonymous Day, Ballpoint Pen Day, Ice Tea Day, and Pet Memorial Day.
I saw Diddy, I saw Biggie in concert in 96. That's
really?
Why I said nope right away. With Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature.
Zapp and Roger at Tingley Coliseum. What? Biggie Smalls. R.I.P. All right. We got a great show for you today. What is it, Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
That means we are an hour away from all kinds of new music.
A lot of it. Uh-huh.
So you're going to get your judging on at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Get your judge on.
Coming back, an interesting story of the way a lot of singles spent their evening at a ballpark.
NATO.
Did I mention it happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
A Team Austin morning party investigation.
Ah, yes. Also some Golden Youth, some Mumford & Sons, and more of this here show. It's Team Austin morning party.
Now, static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Traffic time. Let's see if that structure's still on fire.
It's on fire!
So light 'em up, burp, burp. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Dude, I can't believe you did not see that this morning.
I just didn't see it. I was just focused on getting to work.
You haven't been here long enough to know that you will regularly see fires in the summer. It's like, oh, that building's on fire.
Wow. Yeah, Manoa, Wyoming, there's a structure fire. Started about an hour ago. And I guess it's still raging. So be careful around there. Also, construction at I-25 and between San Antonio and exit 231. Or that is exit 231. And Paseo del Norte. Also, Paseo and I-25. Construction. Mm. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
They want you to come by.
And get a lemon bar.
We were told, yes, that number one, lemon bars would change your life. And number two, that since it's summertime, not as many people are coming by to see them.
Yeah, so...
If you want a good drink, you go in there and you ask Anastasia to make Mateo's special drink for you. And it's good.
Yeah. We got a random phone call. Should we take it?
Yeah, of course. Let's see who it is.
Static!
What up?
Shane!
Hey!
Shane.
That's just fun to do, isn't it?
No.
It really is.
Is it too early for you, Teo? Can't handle that right now?
Man, I've been up for 3 years.
Been up for 3 years, bro. You need a nap.
Sleep when I'm dead,
really,
Shane. And I promised everybody I'd never die.
That's a positive attitude, sir.
I know, man.
Yes, it is. It's the most positive I am.
He's in a crazy mood.
I swear, dude, if that was who you were, Yeah. I'd never talk to you again.
Well, maybe it's time to never talk to me again.
He's in a crazy mood today, man.
I am.
Steve-O, who is this imposter, and what have you done with Mateo?
I tried to tell Steve-O a story a while ago, and he didn't listen.
I'm sorry! He's mad at me. It's my fault.
Oh,
I did this to him.
I see. So there's some beef up there in the studio.
Well,
Warner.
You know,
where's the beef?
Before we got hitched, we didn't really rock any prenup stuff, so I didn't know, and now we're learning as we go. So
some bad. There.
That's all you
there's
can
some,
do.
There's some baggage, but you know we didn't know. We didn't.
Hey,
know.
We practice unconditional love around here.
There we go.
You're not around here.
Hey, Shane, you're married. I got a question.
Okay, I got an answer.
Does your lady have a Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have a social media clause?
Ooh. Fire away, man. Let's investigate the mysteries of the social media clause.
I'm being serious. Check this out. Roughly 80% of divorce attorneys surveyed said that social media behavior is an increasing issue during divorce proceedings. So people are actually including social media clauses in prenups before they get married now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting about that. So... man, that's crazy.
Has your
here's
wife
the thing.
Ever posted anything here's the that you're thing. Like,
whoa! I could understand being respectful of your spouse and saying, you know, hey, look, you know, these certain things, like pictures of my children, I don't really want them out there for everybody in the world to see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're not old enough to discern that for themselves, so let's just keep them out of it. And then, you know, having a conversation. But first of all, I don't agree with divorce and... So, I don't know, man. I think that's pretty weird. I think that you should, you know, my wife is my best friend, and she is secure in our relationship as well as I am, to your point. And so, if I compliment somebody and throw them a kiss and a hug or say, hey, wow, beautiful photograph or whatever, you know, that really, that's cyberspace, and it really just doesn't impact our real relationship and what our goals are as a family and the way that she knows that I appreciate and love her and respect her, so...
Nice yeah, done. You got serious. It was good.
Man, I love you guys.
Love
dude.
You.
Have a great
love
day.
You, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. There's these clauses that allegedly put restrictions on posting embarrassing or compromising photos. Yesterday, I took a photo that I really wanted to put on Instagram.
Yeah, you did.
I could not.
I synced it.
I did not, but I did text it to you and Don.
And it was funny.
And I actually got approval to post it. But I didn't want to post it because it was
Well, it was an unfortunate circumstance.
Doug, do you and Shannon have a prenup? Did you guys have a prenup social media clause in your marriage contract? Do you guys post embarrassing photos?
Marriage isn't a contract. No. I'm kidding. You know,
this is crazy.
We kind of have an unspoken one.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, because I have to be careful who I allow to follow me on social media.
Okay.
Because certain fans from other countries.
Ah, yes. We'll post, take it.
Because
run.
There was this guy from Germany, right? That was, or somebody from Germany. I don't know if it was a guy or a girl.
Right.
Because, of course, the blog was all in German. But that cat was fine. And this was before I even came into the picture.
Yeah.
Any involvement with, like, Dawn and Firefly all together. But then, you know, once you're in there, you're in there. So... This German fan would find like personal pictures, and this was even really before Instagram and like really personal stuff.
This got serious.
It was weird because when Glenn and Wendy had Phoenix, their baby, I mean, they weren't even telling people what his name was going to be, much less they didn't want, you know, him all over the internet.
Right.
So they were very guarded, and this blog site like all of a sudden had a picture of baby Phoenix. And so then the email goes out and it gets passed on to all the significant others. Hey, have you added so and so or blah, blah, blah? And then I'm having to go through my friend list because I've always been like on my Facebook back in Waverly times. It was like whoever
public.
Wants to add me as a friend because we're trying to get our band's name out there.
Right, right, right.
You know, so then sometimes, sometimes like. And it'll be weird because sometimes people will repost stuff that I post. Like, they'll just take a picture of my picture, and then there it is, and it's from some Brazilian Instagram.
Man, so weird!
And then you're kind of like, wait, how did... Well, yeah. I guess I put it out there. And then you go through your list. Oh, block.
New prenup trend. Social media clauses. Some people have had issues with their partners over overshares. They want to keep certain aspects of their life offline in anticipation of such arguments. An attorney says that social media clauses have started popping up with greater regularity in the past few months. This is crazy. Typical clauses put restrictions on posting embarrassing or compromising photos or stories that might harm the future spouse's reputation. A penalty for a snafu. The fine tends to be around $50,000 per episode of unruly social media behavior.
Whoa.
Seriously, one bad tweet, one bad Instagram photo.
Gosh, I would owe...
That's some serious cash.
I would owe Dawn millions of dollars.
Yeah, dude, right? So, 505-338-3700. Do you and your spouse... You guys have, like, this unspoken... See, we don't. I post stuff. I at one time had a friend go, hey, is that a personal, a public Instagram? Yeah. Can you not put that photo up? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was the first time ever anybody had told me, like, and I, because for me, I'm just so out there. I feel like I should start guarding myself a little more, apparently, because I don't take it as seriously. Last night, our baby, he's not feeling well.
No. Well, now he's feeling better,
now
right?
Now he's feeling much better. But last night, they were on the couch, just kicking it. She's coddling our little dude, and he's laying there, and he's rocking his bottle, and he's not feeling well. And then all of a sudden,
explosion.
Everywhere. All over my beautiful bride. Mm-hmm. And so immediately, I want to be as helpful as possible. So I jumped up, I grabbed towels, I grabbed, like, wipies, I grabbed, like, paper towels so that I could clean up the throw-up. No, I didn't. I immediately grabbed my phone and took pictures.
Amen.
And so I have pictures of my wife caked in baby puke.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of husband I am!
That's loving and caring environment at home. You want to foster
that. And I was thinking, Instagrams!
Instagram.
And then I thought about it for like 0.8 seconds.
And then you look over at Brody, and Brody's like, give me the iPad. I want to, let me put it up on mine.
And I seriously got the okay, but shortly thereafter, you texted me and said, hey man, how's Brody doing? And I just sent you back that photo.
Cool.
He's doing much better now, and he felt great after he threw up all over the couch into my wife.
Gross.
But that was it. I couldn't post that online.
Sometimes babies just really want to throw up.
But the joke wouldn't have been worth the sadness for my bride or the embarrassment, and that's lame, so...
Plus, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, ABC News is reporting a new trend, a social media clause in prenuptials. First of all, I'm not a fan of a prenuptial to begin with, just because you're kind of setting yourself up for a possible end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, we may not make it, and so if we don't...
For better or for worse, but just in case...
But just in case... Let's do this. And to me, it's not like life insurance or some inevitability or like car insurance. I might get in a car accident. I don't know, but I want to be prepared.
I feel that way.
Marriage is different. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be a forever thing. It's supposed to be a death till death do you part.
Now, if I could get a marriage insurance policy, like maybe from an insurance provider, I would look into that. No, I wouldn't.
505-338-3700.
We still haven't gotten any emails.
We haven't. Of course not. I was expecting at least one.
It is
angry.
Summertime. Nobody's even listening.
There you go. Perfect. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we've got New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the new music. On the way, we've got a culture shock from Jimmy World. Yeah. Also some Thrice coming up right now, though. Some Cool Hand Luke on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Traffic. Let's do it.
Sup, traffic. How you doing?
There's a structure fire at Manal and Wyoming Boulevard.
So not great.
Nope.
Road construction roadway reduced to one lane, I-25 south between San Antonio Drive, exit 231, and Paseo del Norte. Also, the construction at I-25 and Paseo del Norte. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. And the best part is, it's summer, so there's no crazy lines.
Yeah.
Got my iced Americana, my lemon bar.
Come form a line. Steve-O, what's going on tonight?
Oh, tonight.
What's going on tonight?
Oh, snap. Playoffs! The Jeter Boys and the Paradise Hills Little League Diamondbacks.
That's right.
Going toe-to-toe with the White Sox tonight.
To the Diamondbacks.
The championship game!
Shout out to the Silver Snakes.
Yes. Hey, James emailed it.
Yeah, he did.
It's pretty awesome. JJ's daddy.
Oh, that's JJ's daddy. Cool, man.
So, excited. If you think about it, pray. It's going to be a good night. Our boys are fired up, man. We're ready.
They
to
are.
Go.
Jack and Luke are so excited.
Ready to go. We are. Yeah.
I was asking them about it the other day. Yes, we should call them and interview them.
Ooh, we should. It's
we should
a big
call
day.
Him and interview him and
it's
say,
a big day.
How you feeling about tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Luke will be like, there's some guy in our yard pouring concrete. Yeah. I don't know how to feel.
Dude, a minute ago, we were talking about this new prenup trend, social media clause, and got me thinking about Facebook, which I don't have. I'm not a Facebook dude, so I don't even have a Facebook myself.
Do you have a
however.
Facebook?
I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
But apparently a lot happens on Facebook every minute.
Yes, dude. Hey, seriously, when I'm bored. No, that's exactly right. Because when I'm bored, I'll be watching a movie not really caring about it. I'll put on Facebook on my phone and just scroll through stuff and then go back up to the top and refresh because like 60 new posts come up.
Yeah, dude. Check this out. In 1 minute on Facebook, 243,055 photos are uploaded. Every minute, 500 new accounts are added every minute, $11,700 are made every minute, 3.3 million items shared every minute, 13,888 new people install the Facebook app every minute, there are 100,000 friend requests every minute, 150,000 messages sent every minute, 416 compromised logins.
What? Yo, what's that mean, dog?
I don't know.
Yo, tell me what that mean, dog.
3.1 million likes happen every minute on Facebook.
Here, look.
3.1 million likes happen every minute on Facebook, but we don't even have 6,000 yet?
Yeah, jerks.
Trying to get to 6,000 on Facebook. If you don't like us yet, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We're trying to extend our internet reach.
That's right. So get there, like us, share us. Speaking of shares, 50,000 links are shared every single minute on Facebook, and 323 days of YouTube videos are viewed on Facebook.
Compromised login. Daniel just texted me and said, it means someone hacked your account.
Mm.
Thank you, Daniel.
Mm.
Effortless. He just effortlessly is smarter than me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like...
It's our boss.
Love you, Daniel.
Make us feel like idiots.
Love you.
So there you go, every minute on Facebook. And apparently...
He says you're welcome.
Also causing... Gosh. Also causing strife among marriages every minute. New social media clause becoming a top trend with divorce lawyers. This is crazy. In anticipation of arguments, an attorney says social media clauses have started popping up in prenups with greater regularity the past few months because roughly 80% of divorce attorneys surveyed say that social media behavior is increasingly the issue during divorce proceedings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe this status from a friend of mine on Facebook.
Oh, no.
If you hear screaming any time today, don't worry. I start physical therapy today, so don't worry. It won't be Mitzi hitting me.
Oh, okay. It seems people have issues with partners oversharing when they'd rather keep certain things offline.
There it is.
You can't tell me how to feel, Sarah!
That's right. I'm so glad that we're all part of that story now.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy to know that Sarah can't tell any of us how we feel.
Oh, man.
Sarah!
Typical clauses put restrictions on posting embarrassing or compromising photos or stories that might harm the future spouse's reputation.
Woo!
Have you had such problems, such issues? Or are you that person? Are you the oversharer?
Yes.
We want to know. 505-338-3700. Maybe you don't have those standards. You're just like, you know what? Whatevs. It's just social media.
This is how I
feel. I'm gonna post everything and everything. We've seen some like bizarre trends lately.
Yeah.
On Facebook, on Instagram, photos, oversharing stuff. So, is there a line? Should there be a line in sharing?
I think so.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. You can chime in, hang out with us. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I've never gotten in trouble with my husband for oversharing. I don't think he even pays attention to my Facebook.
Okay.
But I did get in trouble with his sister for oversharing once.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Please do overshare.
Well, my husband's nephew, her son, was 18 months old at Christmas. And he got a little overexcited and overzealous at Christmas dinner and got himself covered in food.
Right, like any 18-month-old does every day.
Exactly. So she gave him a quick bath, she got him a new diaper, and then she realized she hadn't bought a change of clothes for him. And it's okay. And Mom kind of did the hint-hint thing of, well, let's just open some presents, and then maybe he'll have something to get dressed in. You know, wink,
right,
wink. And,
right, right. Because like, that's what grandparents do. They buy you clothes for Christmas, and you're like, cool, thanks.
Exactly.
So
we did Christmas presents with him just in a diaper, but it was nice and warm in the house. The heater's running, your thing. He was having a blast playing with everybody's wrapping paper and bows and, like, sticking the bows all over himself and running around. And he was having so much fun. And I got some pictures of it, and I put them on Facebook. And it took about an hour before she contacted me. That's inappropriate. I don't want people to know he was just in his diaper. Take those down now.
Wow. It's interesting how people are offended by stuff like that. Yesterday, buddy... Aaron Gillespie, he drums for Paramore right now. He posted a photo of him with his 2-year-old son, basically just a diaper, and it got flagged by Instagram and deleted.
Really?
Because people, yeah, either it was offensive or people thought it was like, yeah, inappropriate. And so he reposted the photo and said, "Hey man, this just got deleted. It's me and my 2-year-old, and he's happy and awesome. Screw you guys, I'm going home." So it's interesting what people get offended by. So, yeah. Thanks for the overshare.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right. 505-338-3700. Yeah, Aaron posted a photo of him and his son. Hmm. And his son, you know, just had like a diaper on. And it got flagged for inappropriate photo. Yeah. And deleted.
Was it because he was drumming?
No, he was holding him, and his kid was just smiling, looking really happy. So he posted this photo of him and his son, and, you know, something about, you know, being really happy, his kid being really happy, and, flagged for inappropriate, and I think it's because his kid was just in a diaper.
Weird.
And some, you know, didn't think it was appropriate?
Sounds like somebody was just goofing on
him. I don't know, man. So, Static!
Hey guys, it's SB. Hey,
SB, what up?
SB calling to talk about the FB.
That's Facebook. Good job.
So, I'm the oversharer.
Yeah,
in my...
I'll say.
What? No word.
Not you, SB.
No.
Yeah. Between my husband and I, he's basically the extreme opposite of me. He doesn't say much at all, especially in public.
I wonder if he would if you ever gave him an opportunity to. Am I right?
Am I right?
No? Okay.
Well, actually, that's the way it is with my family, because my aunt, when she met him, was like, "Oh my gosh, why don't you talk? Talk more. Come on, I know you have something to say."
Because nothing like...
The whole time she was talking at him and not letting him talk.
Nothing like embarrassing an introvert in front of everybody to make him want to share.
Yeah, there you go.
Gosh!
But, no, my husband, when I post stuff on, like, I posted some stuff that I'm like, "Honey, is that okay that I posted that?" He's like, "I don't care."
Yeah, there you go. At least he doesn't care. That helps.
Or does he?
I think it's more that other people don't like it. Like, I posted something about having a cold sore.
Gross,
but
dude!
It what it really is. And his dad was like, well, maybe you should have more respect for your husband, because now other people are going to think that he has herpes. Because that's what it's called. You know.
Gosh.
Hey, SB.
I just want to
That's
stand.
An overshare.
I just want to stand in a...
That qualifies.
You just overshared on a story of oversharing.
That's
you
great.
You just, like, re-oversharing.
SB, here's the problem. It's fine to just say what things are, but there's also this other thing called tact. And when other people than you are involved in a situation such as that,
oh,
you have to
man.
Use tact. Tact
Amazing.
Trumps factual information every time.
Incredible.
I have no tact, and I'm from the medical field, so...
There you go.
That doesn't matter!
But
you're making excuses!
But she's from the medical field!
Well, that means you're a smart girl, and you can figure out how to use tact.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, SB.
Bye.
Oh, man. Yep. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, it is New Music Tuesday. Wow. Increasing trend. Oversharing. Give us your stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. While you're there, hang out with us. We're going to be voting on all the new music right around the corner, including brand new music from Pillar.
What?
Yeah.
We got Pillar on there?
Yeah, we got
Dang,
some good stuff
dude.
On the way. Yeah, it's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a talk.
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
What's up, party people? Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the 8 o'clock hour.
Hello!
Some people would say this is the best hour in radio.
Some people would say...
Thanks, Mom.
94 Rock is the best station.
And to you, we say, hey, man.
Friend...
Welcome to
Welcome.
Static. It is New Music Tuesday. If you're brand new to Static Radio, it is the time where we bring out the new jams. We get different artist submissions week in and week out from record labels, from artists themselves. In fact, we have a locals rule section at mystaticradio.com. If you would like to submit MP3s, we'll play your band.
We did. We got now. Look, we got a locals rule. But it's not really a locals rule, so I didn't. We're not playing it.
Okay.
Today. Because what the dude did, it's our friend that sends in songs quite a bit. But he and maybe you're listening right now. And this is why it's not getting played. He took a song that's just a top 40 song, and I guess just took the vocal track and just made a remix around it.
Ah, yes.
Send us your original music.
Yes,
that's more
original
of the purpose.
Music.
And I understand you want to be a producer and whatnot, so you want to showcase the talents of the production and
send
everything.
Send that to a production company.
Yeah, send us your original music. Like you were, it's Nine Harmonies, that's who it is.
Yes.
Send us originals.
There you go.
And they will get played.
Boom! So it is New Music Tuesday, voting on all the brand new tracks, and you can get your vote on at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have so much music today.
Yes, we do.
How is it that summertime, I guess that's just when people are pushing out albums and promoting jams.
So I think so.
Week in and week out, it seems we're getting more and more and more music, and New Music Tuesday is stretching later and later, so we're going to get through these bad boys.
Going to get through this.
Yeah.
We're gonna get through this.
So here we go. Where do you want to start?
I like what you got right here.
Okay.
This is a band courtesy. Well, this comes to us from a radio promoter in Nashville.
All right.
The band is called Embers and Ashes. We've played them before.
Yeah, for those who don't know how it works, a lot of times we'll have people who work for record labels, so people who are independent who their job is to promote artists.
That's what this is, because I believe this band's independent.
We get submissions from people every single day saying, hey, this band, check them out. They're from Kansas. They're from here. This is a bio about them. And we are constantly listening to music, both good and bad. And so we need some help when it comes to brand new music. We'd love your thoughts and opinions. Tell us what you think is worthy of rotation. So that's why we do New Music Tuesday. Get your vote on right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The band is Embers in Ashes. Their brand new song, The Mirror. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. and Ashes. Song called The Mirror, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Are you kidding me? The Three Amigos, that's like all we got.
They're
here?
Back. They're back. Waiting.
All right. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the new music.
That's it.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. Thank
Bill
you for
says,
helping us.
Lemon Phil. TJ says, I don't believe this is good to a point. And Thebe says, plus and good to a point.
Okay.
Right, plus and good.
Hey, we got good plus news for you good. Three, since you're the only three contributing right now to New Music Tuesday. This one handpicked for the three of you.
Yes.
Specifically for your feedback. So
Amen. If
you would like to give your feedback on any of the music that we're playing during New Music Tuesday, get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Brand new pill. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The song is called Lion Leads the Way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, dude.
And that was Pillar, Lion Leads the Way on Static Radio.
We've got some more smooth jazz and slow rock coming up for you.
On the way, right here on Team Awesome Morning Party, tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it or bury it deep into the pit of hell.
Whoa. Which hell?
Fifth Circle.
Fifth Circle. That's the poop circle.
505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Right.
Of course, Pillar would bring everyone out of the woodwork.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Here's the deal. TJ says this song is bad and they should feel bad. To a point. Joe the Nanny says, meh, I've never really been a fan of Pillar. Just too hardcore for my fancy, so I must stand my ground and say, Barry, please, just Barry. Carly says, no.
Okay.
Thebe says, double plus ungood. To a point. Brian says, wow, I'm feeling further from myself right now. Dig.
Oh, man. See what you did there.
Bill Peterson says, bear claw. I think he's giving us pastry analogies.
Yeah.
Austin says, are we back in the 80s? Barry.
All right.
Is that just a power egg shaker going on?
That's what
on
I
the
think.
Whole time?
I really think it was. I seriously think it was an egg shaker. And they're like, yo, man, we're going to put an egg shaker in there, man. It's going to change the game.
Do not get me wrong. Lester Estelle, who played drums on that, is one of the best drummers in the world.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
No,
and one of the nicest dudes
I was just
in
about
the
to say, Rob's always been and one of the nicest dudes.
Nicest guys. Yeah. Nicest guys.
So there you go.
Noah's a little crazy. but nicest dudes.
Yep.
And Travis Wyrick, the producer,
produces
a great
things,
guy. Butt rock.
Christian butt rock, yeah.
But he's been branching
but
out
in
too.
A good way.
He did Children 18-3's latest record, which surprised me, because it would be like, I would have never pegged you guys to go with Travis.
Do you hear what's happening?
I didn't hear what you said.
No,
oh,
all
to a
us,
point.
Like, no, we are friends with said people, so we are being the kindest we can about the fact that we're not really into that song.
No, I'm not into that. I don't like that.
But we're, like, overly complimentary right now.
Yeah.
Just
well,
to, like, go,
that's
hey,
what
man,
you gotta do,
we
man.
We really, really love these guys so much.
People don't
They're
like
really
Waverly.
Nice. And Travis, man, one of the nicest guys. So, God bless their heart. So nice.
Bless him.
So good.
But here's the deal.
So
people don't like Waverly. And believe it or not, there's a couple people that don't like House of Heroes.
What?
Literally two.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's if you can't like the music, you might as well find something that you like, and it's usually the dudes.
Yeah, what?
Or the girls. Depending on... How are you feeling? To a point. No, it's usually the people in the band. If you don't like the music, then you can make like you can have a friendship with the guys in the band or the girls in the band with the artists themselves and not like the music.
There you go. That's why we need your help, because we're friends with a lot of these people.
Yeah.
And we need you to tell us.
Yeah, you and Joey are great friends with Rob. I remember you showed me a recording that you guys did.
He was so mad, but he wasn't that mad. It was funny.
But he was kindly mad.
It was a
sweet madness.
That guy... Okay. Anyways, moving on. Relentless Flood. They're up next. And, yeah.
There you go.
Save us, double bass!
Save us. Hurry.
So it's called Still I Know. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Woo! It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Relentless Sled.
Still I know metal.
505-338-3700. Phone
call?
Yep. Static!
Yeah. Yes, he is still on the throne, and I would say put this on the rotation, and boom, it just made me yell in the vehicle.
Yeah, it made you yell! What'd you yell?
He's still on the throne.
Oh, okay.
That's good. All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Give us your feedbacks.
Bill says, day old plane.
Okay.
TJ says, today will be forgettable, to a point. At least I have this weekend to look forward to a point.
Dude, I cannot wait, Thebes!
Thebes says, shut up. There are people that don't like Waverly. I think Thebes is one of the least, like, he hates Waverly.
He doesn't hate Waverly, to
also,
a point.
This is ungood, to a point.
Static!
Hey, I vote yes for that one.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a humongous fan of the music, but I liked that it was pretty overtly Christian.
You like that?
So I'd gladly listen to that 10 times
that metal
over again.
Praise.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right.
We just got an email from Carl that says, love it. Also, Brian says, the intro and interludes would make good theme music for an 8-bit fight game. That's all I got. All
right.
Corey says, what's with the slow double bass drum? Boring. And he wants to be Steven from Amberlynn.
Okay.
Oh, and Thebe says, doesn't everyone?
Dude, Steven's doing something really rad right now, going
he
back
is.
And posting all of the lyrics for previous Amberlynn records.
Lyrics and meanings behind the songs.
Yeah, he noticed that there are a lot of songs with incorrect lyrics out on the webs. On the webs, the sites.
The inner sites.
The interwebs. So he's going back and fixing that for all of their catalog, which is really cool.
Yes.
If you don't know the whys of some songs, there's some great tracks out there. Well, pretty much all of them. But I'm glad he's doing that. So anyways. All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
New Music Tuesday. On the way, we've got some incredible stuff from Twin Forks.
What?
We've got a whole page to
There's
go
a lot
still.
Of stuff
so
today.
This is definitely going to bleed into the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeesh.
You can get your vote on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, this next band, they always remind me of you guys because the only time I ever saw them live was when they were on tour with Waverly.
What do you know?
Yeah, so there you go. They're called Ilya, and they are reforming and reshaping and redefining who they are.
Yeah.
For the first time, I think, in their existence, there's dudes in the band.
Well, I guess they had some guys in the band.
Really?
They broke up, though.
Yeah.
And now they're back.
Now they're back.
And they just listen to this.
Okay.
Song.
Tell us what you think. Brand new music from Ilya. Reformed. What is with the double bass this morning?
It's everywhere.
All right. CMOS Morning Party.
Now.
Static. As winter stays, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
So anyway, lots of stuff going on with that band.
Yeah.
They sound drastically different,
yeah,
and I would say better.
And I enjoyed Ilya before.
Yeah.
Their last EP was really good. Yeah. Saw them live when they toured with you guys.
I think I enjoyed the band
more than
the manager.
Oh, okay.
Who
oh,
would yeah. never shut up.
Yeah.
Ever.
Is that sad?
Yes. Gosh. Anyway. That. Oh, and the new guitar player in the band is my boy JP.
Oh, cool.
That lived in Nashville. And he's a great dude. And he actually just got married to Jessica, the drummer.
Okay.
And so there's.
Dude, those drums on that track were amazing. So.
TJ says, what is the Wave or Lee you speak of? I feel like I've heard this song before, to a point. Barlow Girl, Flyleaf, Superchick, and Paramore want their sound back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put Barlow Girl and Superchick in with Flyleaf and Paramore.
Come on, dude.
Come on,
Thebe
TJ.
Says 2 weeks ago, man, can't we just get some guitar instead of computer-generated music? Today, what's with all this double bass? This is ungood. To a point. Well,
touche, Thebes.
Well, he...
Touche.
Yeah.
No. But I felt like those drums were computer drums. Okay, I gotta.
Lead singer sounds like Amanda from Gozer. Ted says, I like her voice, reminds me of a little Flyleaf.
Okay.
Bill says, glazed sour donut.
Brian says, I'll never forget when I saw them with Waverly, and the first time the previous singer screamed, all the dudes in the place started drooling, but I do like this newer sound better. I'll dig. Joe the Nanny says, still not a big fan of female vocalists, but I guess I can dig this song, kind of.
Okay.
Austin says, with the double bass, I was expecting a little growl, then a pleasant female voice came out, dig. Corey says, I'm loving her voice, not the band as much.
Yeah.
Mostly dig, so yeah, I guess. And Jeremiah Fernando says, Fernando family is digging it. Message for Steve-O and Matt. My brother is showing commitment. He's using his radio to catch static radio, but where we live, it's a bit tough. So he has an antenna plus a long length of aluminum foil, but this he has to put his head to the foil or it doesn't work. So we are gathered listening.
Hey, 88.5 in Gallup. We have a brand new full power station there.
88.5.
So tune to 88.5 FM. Stop listening to the translator. That could be part of the problem.
Maybe that'll
help. That could help you, Fernando family. 88.5 FM in Mentmore in Gallup, New Mexico. So
Mentmore.
There you go. Yeah. Hopefully that
Mentmore.
Helps.
Mentmore.
All right. Keeping it going. Speaking of redefining and changing lineups and doing different things, Family Force 5 has a new lineup of sorts. New old, but new.
We tried to work out a thing where Hollywood could come on and kind of intro the single, but
he's real busy.
He is very busy.
Remember when he was in your band and he had time for you?
No. He's a very busy guy. And
remember when he was in your band?
What?
Just that part.
Yeah.
Not the time for you part.
Right. Also, this features a rapper named KB.
Yeah.
Who is pretty legit.
Yeah. Brand new music from Family Force 5 is called Berserk.
Berserk.
B-Z-R-
B-Z-R-K.
B-Z-R-K.
That's right. You've probably seen the video. If you're a Family Force 5 fan, then you've definitely seen the video.
And they're a huge fan of just using letters on their own. The song's called B-Z-R-K featuring KB.
And check out the vocals, because this is the first track released, well, with Crouton on the vocal.
There you go. No more Soul Glow Activator.
No mo.
All right. Here we go. Family Force 5, brand new, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Family Force 5. Berserk. Featuring KB, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course 505-338-3700. Static!
Do you guys believe in angels?
Oh, man.
What?
You guys believe in angels?
Yeah.
You can never call in with a voice. I know who you are.
Yeah.
It's called friendship, dummy.
Well, good thing we don't have one. So I thought I could fool you.
Nope.
Your voices sometimes work, but usually not. What are you doing?
I'm just driving. I'm bored. You guys look funny.
Welcoming into the show, Steven from Amberlin.
Good grief.
Do you
guys believe in angels?
Come on. It's how I used to pick up chicks. Hey, baby. Do you believe in angels? You'll be like, oh, and then I would say something witty like, oh, okay.
Dude.
Okay.
Here's the thing, man. It is New Music Tuesday, and we're premiering new songs. How come we're not premiering a new Amberlin yet? That's what I want to know.
If you guys are too cheap to download it from iTunes.
Dang.
I don't know that.
Wow. You know, since Never Take Friendship Personal, I've bought every single one of your records.
Now, here's
personally.
The thing. He can say that on the air.
He can.
Because that is factual information.
That is factual.
Good job, Steve.
Am I not supposed to say iTunes or product?
You
No, it you was more that you called us cheap, but that's fine.
It works.
That's fine, buddy.
It works.
Go to your Bank of America account. No. Get into your Honda Element. Go to your Apple computer and buy it off iTunes.
I wish I had a
99 cent. Okay. Gosh.
That would be nice.
Come on. It's $1.29. What do you think? I got no kids? I got kids.
How am I going to feed my kids?
How am I going to feed my baby?
Dude, okay. We got you on the phone. Now I'm going to start asking you questions like, what's up with the new record? It's out a month late. You guys are going on tour, Warped Tour. You're going to be in Albuquerque. Finishing it up,
being a
band.
Can you hang on 1 second? There's somebody I care about in the other lot.
Oh, gosh.
I'm totally kidding. Well, I don't know. Start with one. You know, that's a plethora. I didn't sign up for a freaking interview here.
Yes, you did, when you called us.
I just want to know if you believe in an angel.
Yes, of course I do. Okay. Gosh. And drops of Jupiter.
Okay.
Wait. I'm excited for you to be here next week, buddy.
It's a bunch of just politics. It has nothing to do with seasonal. It's politics from a previous agreement.
Enough said. You don't have to say anything more. You don't really have to do this interview.
We do. We can. So it's dropping July 22nd.
Yeah.
So because of that, we put a new song called Hearing Voices, which is going to be premiering on Static Radio today.
Yay!
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Static Radio. Check out a brand new song on iTunes.
On this place.
Speaking of Amberlin, let's talk about Run River North and how great they are.
Oh.
Who?
Oh, man.
So your manager, Kyle, he hits me up and he's like, dude, best band in the world. And I'm like, Amberlin. And he's like, no, Run River North. They're incredible. Amberlin's breaking up. I don't care about them anymore. I got this new band, Run River North, and they're exploding, and they're bigger than Amberlin. And I'm like, oh, and they're all Korean, so it's really cool. And they're going to be in Albuquerque for a show helping Static Radio. That's amazing that they would do that.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Good grief.
Oh,
well, you know, when his bread and butter decides to call it quits, you know, he's got to find a new gig. Mm. He's got to find a new baby.
That is true. He did.
Know, and he did. And
he
they are incredible. Have you seen him live yet?
Yeah, I found him.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we were in, this is a true story, we were playing at USC.
Okay.
And it was like a college show, and they opened up the whole show because they were going to school there.
Wow.
And I was like, holy crap, these guys are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was listening, I was like, this male on stage is singing about being in love with another man. And so then, after dissecting the lyrics, I realized that he was talking about baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
So then, we were going out on an acoustic tour. Well, after that, I was like, hey, are you guys Christians? And like, you know, they're like, yeah, absolutely. So then, I was like, listen, we're going out on an acoustic tour. Would you like to open it up? And because I wanted to, you know, because they were amazing musicians, and I felt like, how cool would it be to have the violins on stage with us, and doing a few Amberlin songs. So they opened up the tour, and it was them, Campfire OK, and us, and it was awesome. And then that's when I was kind of like, Kyle, you should probably manage these guys.
Yeah.
And then I called Jimmy Kimmel. I was like, you should put him on a show, and he was like, anything for you, Steven. And I was like, that's right.
Dang, dude.
That's literally verbatim how everything went.
I believe it.
Man, you got sway. Good.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
I do. So, well, obviously with my pickup lines, I can get a lot of things done in life.
Amazing.
Your pickup line made me sweaty.
I know. No, I know. You never told me that. I could hear your voice trembling, so it's fine.
Are you gonna? In 1 week from today, I want you in studio. Are you gonna be in studio hanging out with us?
Yeah, because I want to be up at 5 a.m.
Hey, I know you do. Come on, it's just Warped Tour. Everybody's gonna be like hungover. Nobody even cares. I care about seeing you.
I know technology. Why can't we pre-record it right now? And I'll be like, I swear to goodness, I'm in studio. That's what you're doing right now. I'm probably talking to a robot. It's like that movie Her. And I'm on the radio, but you're not actually there.
Steven, you're breaking down all the secrets of radio.
Sitting back collecting checks like you usually do.
Come on, we are live. It is December 23rd, 1997. See, I just proved it. I said the date. We're live!
Doug tells me that when you called in, you spoke with Doug and that you asked for M88 live request or something.
Yeah, of course I did.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. Oh,
that was so great. I enjoyed it.
I'm excited.
Well, I wasn't going to ask him if he believes in angels. It didn't sound like Steve-O. So.
No. We have a producer now. We're big time.
We're big time, man.
Big time. We have a producer. That's our producer, Doug, and he's awesome.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know.
Good for you guys.
So next time you call, make sure you talk to my people before you get through. I mean, it's not...
I asked him clearly if I could have the M88 request. Obviously, he steered me wrong.
One of
the three Dwebingos.
Dude, speaking of discovering people, yesterday we had an artist in studio who has not laid anything down minus the track that she played live on our show. I have to send it to you.
I'm excited.
We're premiering it this morning. It's incredible.
Yeah, she was phenomenal.
She really was. So
that's great. I'm excited to hear it, guys. Yeah.
And so, the girl, well, Sarah Kelly that came in with her hyped her up as kind of like the guitar skills of John Mayer.
And we're like, so, yeah,
we were
right.
all calling, mm-hmm,
come on.
Mm-hmm. But then she started playing and it was like, oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Right. She wasn't exaggerating. Wow. Yeah. Okay. It was incredible.
Does that kind of hurt your heart sometimes when you're like staring there, you're like, oh my gosh, she's a better musician than I am.
And she's this kid. Yeah. She's a kid.
How old are you?
I just turned 20.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yep,
so there you go.
That's how it goes.
All right, man. 1 week. We'll see you at Warped Tour.
And, yeah, Warped Tour, yes.
I'm really, really excited. We're going to premiere an Amberlynn song as soon as I can gather $1.29. I had a buck, but I didn't realize, you know, there's like tax and stuff.
Right.
And so,
yep.
No, we actually do have the brand new
We're rocking
song. We really
Stranger
are.
Ways.
So, yeah, that's a
awesome.
Great song.
Yeah.
So,
good times. Well, this one talks about Jesus.
Whoa,
no joke.
Whoa, okay. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Am I allowed to say that? I'm
hey, why don't
Apple.
You call Air One and
All
shut
right,
up?
Gosh.
Don't send us this Jesus music.
I know. I've tried not to. I didn't ask you to buy it. You know, you guys are offering. I'm just telling you, this song's about, like, hey, there's a you know, sometimes there's emptiness. You feel like life is just not, it's just not complete. And then you realize, hey, it is. I'm missing Jesus.
Mm. Dang, dude.
I feel like if it's about Jesus, you should give it away for free.
Oh, yeah. Praise him.
Praise him in the door, man.
That's so funny because I called my credit card company. I was like, listen, but I'm a Christian. you know, I think you should give this to me for free. And they were just like, oh, you're right. You're giving away your music for free. We should give you anything you want.
Amen.
And then I called my electric company, and they said, uh-uh, and they shut my power down.
Oh, man, but that's okay because you are a light on a hill, and it doesn't go out because you're just
right.
shining bright enough. Right. So you don't need electricity.
I feel like we've had so many theology fails in the last 2 minutes.
I agree, Stephen Christian. You know what the funny thing is? We were actually talking about you this morning because you are doing something that seems crazy. It sounds like a lot of work, but you noticed recently there are plenty of Amberlynn lyrics online that are not accurate.
No, they're
speaking
not.
Of theology being incorrect, there's some Amberlynn theology out there that's just whack. My still favorite Amberlynn song, Finn, if you look that up online, the lyrics are hilarious.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, they're good times.
So talk about this real quick. Seriously, what you're taking to task all the fake lyric websites.
Yeah. So let's be honest. We're doing the final tour of the show, and this fall, and we're doing a literally almost like a 38 song set. It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, obviously we're going to cut some, you know, night to night, ship them around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't sang some of these songs in 6 years, so I had to go look stuff up online, and I'm like, what? No wonder people like smirk when they see me. Like, oh no, here he comes. The poet didn't know it. Got him. It was bad, man. I mean, really tragic. Talking about just some crazy stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I got to do something about it. The last few days, I've just been sitting down. I'm slowly kind of going through all the records to make sure all of them are right. So I came up with a Tumblr account called Amberlynn Lyrics.tumblr.com. And then I'm just doing brief explanations of kind of what, you know, the song was about. And then also on top of that, the correct lyrics.
There you go.
That's cool.
So, because, you know, I was watching a, you know, you should, there's a Stranger Ways lyric video that somebody did for us. Very, very nice of them to do it. The most hilarious lyrics I've ever read. Something about, I'm engaged and I've got ready to find fire pants. It was the most hilarious. I was like, how did you even, what song are you listening to? So, they were very nice to do that. But, I had to regulate.
Yeah, we're going to post that to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, check out the Tumblr. I love that you're doing this because obviously for you as a writer, the lyrical content of your songs actually have meaning and there was purpose behind each lyric that you wrote. And for whatever reason, whether, you know, just trying to be a good fan, people are posting some hilarious lyrics that are not accurate. So I'm glad you're going back
it.
And doing that.
I
so.
Love it.
What I want to see is, you know, I see the retweets of people who get their favorite Amberlynn lyric tattooed. I really just can't wait for the time where somebody gets one of those lyrics tattooed.
Oh, no, because I can show you it.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. Check this out. And God bless her little heart.
Yeah, amen.
She did an amazing thing. She got all the names of our albums tattooed on her back.
I saw that.
Oh, I saw that picture. And the first one's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? What was the first record? What did it say?
Blueprints for the Black Market. And she
Blueprint
had...
for the Black Market.
That's what it was.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
No!
And people online tore her to shreds.
Oh, man. I felt
so bad. I did not try to... I just retweeted it because, oh, wow, you just wrote all our album names on your back.
Yeah.
And then to get it, I didn't mention that. I was wondering, where are all the B-side records? You know, could you please put that in? You know, like, where is, like, Devotion and Lost? You know, like, let's just do all of them. If you're going to make, if you're going to jump, you might as well,
right.
Get a trampoline and freaking jump.
Is that the oddest thing you've seen an Amberlynn fan do to date? Or what's the craziest thing, or is it so crazy?
Well, what do you mean by craziest? Like, because I mean, there's a lot of different levels of crazy.
Let me explain to you crazy. A human being tattooed your album names on their back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Odd.
There's people that tattooed Amberlynn on their knuckles, and I'm like, I feel so bad about breaking up just for that dude. He's gonna have to, and like, 10 years, he's going to have to explain to it. Like, what's your hand say? He's like, oh, never mind.
Never mind. It was
don't look. Don't look at those.
Yeah. Don't look at those.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm still trying to get my Morrissey fingers, like, finished because, hopefully he's still around by the time that that's done, so.
Yeah, he probably won't be.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's and then right above it says meat is murder. So yeah.
Amen. Oh, praise him.
Yeah. So
Steven, are there any good bands we need to check out for Static Radio?
Yeah, right now.
Oh man, wow. Yeah, we've got a few. I'll have to email you one, but a few that I'm listening to lately is Fireflight. Wink, wink.
Oh, I've heard of her.
I hope. I sure as heck hope so.
She's flying here today.
Yeah, that's right. She's coming.
There you go.
Yay.
That's awesome.
He penciled in a meeting with her. It's really good. He's got some.
I'm pretty busy, though.
Yeah,
pretty
so.
Pretty busy.
Honestly, there's a great one called Young Ocean. Have you heard them?
No.
Young Ocean. Please check them out on Facebook. They're really exceptional. I really enjoy their stuff. It's good quality stuff.
We don't have to check it out. We have a producer now. So, Doug, get on that right now. Young Oceans.
Doug, get it.
Producer Doug.
Yep, Young Ocean.
There you go.
They're my new little pet band. I enjoy them very much.
All right.
Beautiful. Steven Christian, thanks for trying to prank call us and then turning into like a real actual interview for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't like when that happens.
Let me tell you this. I do believe in angels now.
Yeah, I do too. It was providence because we were talking about your lyrical journey this morning, and all of a sudden you're calling in.
I was reading the one I had just gotten to, the redone version of Feel Good Drag, and then we started New Music Tuesday.
Man,
I feel bad. I went off on people. I'm sorry about that.
That takes a long time, though.
I
think it's cool that you're taking the time to do it because he's not only writing all the lyrics, but it's the meanings and the explanations.
That's good.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. So I'm glad you left my name out of Feel Good Drag. Thanks for that. So
no problem.
Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for being my friend.
Debatable. All right, guys.
All right, man. We'll see you next week for Warp Tour. And when do you kick that off?
Houston on Friday.
Friday.
Woo!
Right on. Enjoy the heat and humidity, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
all right. Talk to you later, boys.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Love that man. Love.
That was really cool. Hey, so
that was so random. Steven Christian from Amberlynn.
Do we want to play that song he's talking about?
We really need to.
Let's do it.
So, brand new Amberlynn, their record pushed back to the 22nd of July.
And we are playing Stranger Ways.
Yeah.
So we won't add this one just yet.
But it's a brand new track that they released because they were like, hey, our record's not coming out right away, so we want to add a track to it. So
how about
we just check it out for giggles?
All right, this is Hearing Voices, brand new Amberlynn.
There you go. Yep,
There it is.
Brand new Amberlynn.
Hearing voices.
Hearing voices. Tell us what you think. Well,
we didn't really throw that one up there.
We didn't throw it out there.
Check it out. We did post a link to the Amberlynn Tumblr if you want more of those lyrics and the meanings behind all of the Amberlynn tracks. I believe they're up to New Surrender as far as all the albums go.
Shout out to Steven for trying to impromptu call slash get. He'll never get me.
He'll never get you.
You'll never get me.
He says he's going to get you.
He does.
He got me and Doug. We didn't know who.
Ducky, you had no idea, Doug? Come on. You posted about him this morning on Instagram. Come on, guys.
I thought it was TJ.
Really?
Yep.
I immediately... immediately knew it was him.
Okay, anyway, let's continue with normal news.
Continuing on, we got to take a quick break. It's just before 9 o'clock. Coming back, we have a full hour of New Music Tuesday to get to.
Yes, we do.
Including a brand new artist who we premiered yesterday. She was in studio hanging out and got a chance to hear live. In fact, it's the live version of Good Is Gone, a song she did yesterday for the morning show. So excited to premiere that. We've got some new music from The Fray, some Johnny Swim, Artifacts Perio, One Republic.
What?
Yeah. 9 o'clock hour is going to be slammed, so we will get to that right around the corner on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. It's a talk.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
We trying to kill y'all ears.
Welcome. It is New Music Tuesday. Who's going to call in this hour?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be President George W. Bush.
If you missed it, our boy Steven, Steven Christian from Amberlynn, tried to prank call us in the 8 o'clock hour. It did not work, Steven. But we had a chance to talk to him about some serious stuff, actually, which was great, because we were talking earlier about his lyrics, the importance behind them, the meanings behind them, and he has taken a task, those who post lyrics flippantly on lyrical sites, and he's redoing his entire catalog. With the correct lyrics and meanings behind all the songs, you can check out the Tumblr.
Oh, my gosh.
We posted it.
I just realized that it's my boy James from Nashville's 21st birthday today.
What?
It is James's birthday. Oh. We didn't call him.
Come on, man.
Maybe we, if we have time after New Music Tuesday, maybe we can.
All right, we got to get to some.
We have
should
so much music.
Should we start with the mentor?
I think we should.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right. Yesterday, we had Sarah Kelly in studio, former goatee artist. She was big on the scene, early 2000s, 2003, her big hit, Take Me Away, and then disappeared.
She got taken away.
Yeah. All of a sudden popped up, and she's like, I'm back! And we're
back.
Whoa, where you been? She's like, Sweden, got married, you know, got this new life, living in Houston now, got this school where I training up others, and we're like, dude. And
whoa.
She was like, I know. And we're like, you got new music? And she was like, it's inescapable. And we're like, wait, the song's inescapable? Or you mean, what do you
she
mean?
She said, all of it.
Yeah, so without further ado, brand new music from Sarah Kelly. The song is Inescapable. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
I tried to hide a pocket full of pride from my own creator.
Sarah Kelly. Unescapable.
Unescapable,
yeah. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. She was in studio yesterday. Good
you
times.
Know, you know who good, likes it.
Good times to be had by all.
I
TJ.
Do.
Oh.
No, me.
Grandpa Friend?
Grandpa Friend.
You didn't sound like Grandpa Friend. My bad.
I am him. I've got a cold. Bill says, empty donut box. TJ says, I'm not sure how I feel about your comments, Matt. I thought you loved me to a point.
Gosh.
Bury this. Sounds like Amberlynn. Ted says, loved her first two albums. She has an amazing voice. Like the song. Still great voice. Penelope says, bury it deep. I want to escape her.
Wow. Didn't you tag Sarah Kelly on this?
So. I did. Here,
okay, good.
I'll say, tell her how you really feel. How you really feel.
I love that we're tagging the artist now. So at least when people are that honest...
Tony says, love it. I was so excited to hear her yesterday. I was at the show with her, Paul Wright, and Everyday Sunday.
Oh, yeah! Gosh, I remember that show. I remember that
I'm
show.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, man, come on.
It's good to know she is releasing new music again. And Joel the Nanny says, meh, I can really only get into the chorus, which is funny to me. The rest is just meh.
All right. Well, Sarah Kelly, she's got a school in Houston where she's training up new artists, if you will. And yesterday she brought one of her new artists in studio. Her name is Hannah Elizabeth Smith. She actually did this song that you're about to hear live in the studio with us. And we thought it was pretty decent. So we thought we'd give it a shot on the air in regular rotation. Now, again, this was recorded live in studio during the morning show yesterday. So you got to tell us how you feel about it. The song is called Good As Gone. Mm. The very first song she's ever written.
Yep.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Hannah Elizabeth Smith, song called Good Is Gone, Remember the Name. Wow, man, tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Nathan says, dig, real talent here.
Yeah, dude.
Brian says, wow, super dig. Joseph says, diggity dig. Bill says, double chocolate glazed. Ted says, heard it live yesterday, blew me away as well, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Fan, instantly. So, definitely going to be adding that and excited for
it's
the
cool.
future of that. That's the first song she ever wrote.
It's cool that she gave us permission to play it, too.
Yeah.
TJ says, well, even a broken clock is right a couple times a day. Stephanie says, keep it. Joel and Annie says, surprisingly, I don't hate it. I guess I can dig this, even though it is a female vocalist. Not my favorite, but I can dig it.
Good job, Joel and Annie. You're really growing.
I like how she writes out her logic, how it's happening in her head.
Mm-hmm.
I
That's
like
good.
That.
Just an insight
stream
into
of consciousness.
The nanny. De Joel.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, it is New Music Tuesday. We have so much music to get to. We got to keep it going. This one for our girl Mitch. She's a fan.
Hey!
The band is Twin Forks. The song is called Everyone Leaves Someone Behind, I hope, because it just totally kind of cuts off, and I'm pretty sure that's it. Is that what it's called there, Superfan?
I've never heard it.
Okay, good.
Yes,
all right.
That's what
Everyone Leaves Someone Behind. It's Twin Forks, and it's kind of apropos because I said it was going out to Mitch before I noticed the name of the song, and sadly, I had to leave her behind so she could do her own show because, you know, had to give her wings so she could just grow and fly.
Like a fly away like a bird.
Yeah. Far, far, far away.
Hey, Mitch, what are you doing?
Hey.
She's in the background.
All right.
All right.
Twin Forks. Everybody leaves someone behind. Dig it or bury it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static! Twin Forks. Everyone leaves someone behind.
Sounds of Chris Carrabba.
Chris Carrabba. Gosh, dude. The voice of an angel.
I do believe in angels.
I do too, friend.
If you missed the 8 o'clock hour, you missed Stephen Christian trying to prank call us, it'll be on the podcast.
Michael Harvey says dig and purchase.
Yeah.
That's the highest honor.
There you go.
Give a song.
It's high praise.
Stephanie says, well, I like it. Dig. Feels like summertime. Joel the Nanny. Ooh, this is fun. I feel like the lyrics are too sad for this beat, but I'm okay with it. Happy dance. Dig it. Bill says, Boston Cream.
Ooh, that's the best donut there is in the universe.
TJ says, this man got Mitch through high school. Barry. JK, it's aight.
Wow, man. These people are being honest this morning. We're going to keep it going. We got a new band. I've never heard of them.
Yes, brother.
Arrows and Sound, obviously.
Okay,
has
let
to
me tell
do
you about
the, I know I got this.
Okay.
Huge fan of Oliver Queen and Black Canary because one is the Arrows, right? The other is the Sound, Black Canary, the projection of her voice. And so they came together and said, hey, man, what's the best duo in comic books? And someone said, Batman and Robin. They were like, heck no! It's Green Arrow and Black Canary because that TV show is amazing. And they were like, let's name our band Arrows and Sounds. Boom.
Awesome. No. This is Philip Zach, former bass player of Remedy Drive.
Oh, okay.
He started his own project after he quit Remedy Drive, and he also does production work. He produced their newest album. So this technically goes out to Kay Peterson.
Kay Peterson.
Because I know she's stoked.
She's a huge fan.
This is his side band. It's called Arrows and Sound, And this is the song called What If.
And I dedicate this to Stephen Amell, who plays Oliver Queen on Arrow on the CW, because that's really what it's about. But Matt is misinformed. So
we'll
agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. Apples and oranges.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Oliver Queen.
No.
And
he does kind of look like Dinah. Oliver Queen.
Really?
Like, he's got the stash and the goatee thing. Like,
awesome.
The youth minister, the TJ thing.
Arrows
he's got
and
it.
Sound. Song's called What If. Dig It or Bury It. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I really liked that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This is a bassist from Remedy Drive?
Yeah, he does a lot of production work, like okay. I said, and yeah, there you go, man.
There you go.
Joel the Nanny says, I'll stay with you, Arrows and Sound. Never heard of this, but I dig it. TJ says, Kay has better taste in music than Bill. Dang, dude. He goes right
friendship.
For the
hunt. Oh, man. Teach. We're going to have
teach,
to teach some things, man.
We're going to have to teach.
Yeah. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to keep it going. We got so much music to get to. This next one, slowing it down just a bunch.
Just a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bunch. Kai Kai is the name of the band. The song is Scared or Selfish. Yeah.
Just put out a video for this.
Ooh, tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Kai Kai, Scared or Selfish, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We can't come out of serious songs laughing because we were watching Community videos.
Shh. Steve-O.
Sorry.
You're ruining the magic of radio.
We were totally paying attention.
Brian says, female version of Anchor and Braille?
Ooh. Okay.
Joe the Nanny says, I guess I can dig. I should probably get up, though, because this mellow sound is going to make me fall back to sleep and I have to nanny in an hour. Get
Boom!
Up.
Get up!
Get up, Joel the Nanny, girl!
Good
get
news.
On it!
We've got music that's just going to make you jump right out.
We're going to make you jump. We got music right to make you jump. Jump. Let's get out of bed. You can jump.
Johnny Swim,
ooh,
who we discovered through our boy Jeff Gilbert.
I'm a thing.
Yeah. He said, hey, you guys check out Johnny Swim. They're amazing. And we're like, how amazing? And he was like, they're so amazing. It made me want to do a kickflip double slip on a bicycle. And we're what? And he was like, yeah. And we built a ramp for it and everything. And there was like seven people that
people
watched from the neighborhood.
Lots of people got injured.
But he made it.
He made it. Interesting fact about this band. Check it out, guys. The female in this group. Her mom is Donna Summer, or
Boom.
It was before she passed away.
Well, still is that's still her mom.
That was
though.
Her mom, Donna Summer.
Right, but
that's crazy.
Right. She still says, "Oh, that was." She doesn't say that was my mom. That's still her.
When
mom.
When she was alive, Donna Summer was her mom.
But she's still her,
and she's still her mom to this day.
The
just
song,
not in physical presence.
And that's what the song is about. It's
I
called
didn't
Home.
Think I needed to explain that.
The song is called Home.
Okay.
And
I want to see. Maybe I'll have to explain the meaning of this song to you after it's
gosh,
over.
Gosh, okay. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Hurry!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Static.
Right round the corner, down by the canyon, I met a man who lost his way.
Oh, Johnny Swim.
Woo!
Love me some Johnny Swim.
Mm.
Song's called Home. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. Will it matter? Probably not.
Aww.
That's a definite ad.
Heck yeah, it
That's
is.
That's a great song, man.
Love me some Home.
Woo!
Jonathan says, Dig, I would love to see an audience attempt that double clap.
Yes!
Yeah, for real. Ted says, dang, keep. Stephanie says, this is great, Dig. Brian says, immediate, Dig. And he's buying it on iTunes right meow.
Well, there you go.
Joel the Nanny says, okay, I'm up. I dig this very much. Penelope says, dick.
So your opinions did matter because they were good opinions, and we're keeping them.
Every once in a while, when you guys have good opinions, we'll listen, but usually it's just what we want to do.
Stop it.
Because that's how we truly operate. It's like, hey, we make them think that they're cool, but in reality, it's just the cool clip. It's wow. Like, here, we're cool. It's really
Who
cool.
Did you just become?
What? My name is Sarah.
Man, it is New Music Tuesday.
I just made up a new character. It's a
Dig
girl.
It or bury it, Facebook.com.
I became a female.
You can't tell me how to feel, Sarah!
I can tell you everything I want because I'm Sarah, and that's how I did.
Oh, man. This next song is called Go On. It's from a band called Fuh.
I'm a girl.
Fuh.
Foo.
Foo.
I don't know.
Few.
New band on Noise Trade.
Q is spelt C-U-E.
Dude, listen.
So maybe this
I
want
to talk
Q.
about Noise Trade. Noise Trade was started by Derek Webb.
Yeah. Believer.
Going through a bunch of stuff
yeah,
recently,
man.
Though. Tons of stuff. But Noise Trade is a great resource for bands.
Yeah, absolutely. Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra, he's a big part of what they do
yes.
at Noise Trade as well.
Yes. A lot
yeah.
of the bands that we end up playing on the station are because of a great of Noise Trade.
Yeah,
it's just a great resource. And like most, if not all of the music there is, there's a free option for it.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is great.
Absolutely. Love that they're giving this stuff away. I really don't know how to pronounce this band, so I'm going to say Few because it's like Q.
I think it's Few. But I don't know.
F-U-E.
And I'm interested to see what people think about this.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The song is Go On. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Song's called Go On. Dig It or Bury It. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
TJ comments and says how much he said, I go away for 10 minutes and come back to this. You guys have totally redeemed yourselves. He loves this band. Ted says, kind of has a late 80s, 90s sound.
Yeah.
Like it. Nick says, Digimus Maximus, cool chorus. It definitely has an 80s vibe.
Yeah, I immediately, yeah.
When I heard it, it made me think that I was watching, like, Adventures in Babysitting, or I was watching, you know, 16 Candles or something, and it was the montage at the beginning.
Yeah.
Where they're doing whatever they're
doing.
I'm not
going to lie.
Go
I was,
on.
I was not,
yep.
I was not super into it. It reminded me of another song.
Now, this is more like 90s. She 90s, Kathy Tricoli?
I feel like that was like into the 80s, like 80s.
Everything's
yeah, I can't do it, sorry.
Very similar. Right, good yeah, good
yeah.
call.
Where are we going? We have three left.
Three left.
And
let's do Arctic
okay.
Artifacts period.
We're gonna change it up a little.
Wait. Let's do the Fray.
Let's do the Fray.
Let's do the Fray.
We've got a few left that we gotta get to, and you know, we tried to save some of the best for last. That Johnny Swim is still in my brain.
Good.
That song was fantastic. The Fray's got a brand new record. The song is called Break Your Plans. They just released a music video for it. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I wish I had cheated. At least that's a reason I'd understand.
Afraid.
Sad.
Break your plans tonight.
We sprung that one on you guys.
Yeah, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. All you got to do is grab a Kleenex, dry
your face. I told Steve-O yesterday, I said, this song is good, but it's horribly sad.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. It's about mending that a relationship
trying.
That maybe you wake up one
falling
day and realize,
apart.
Hey, marriage, what happened? Hey, I don't know, but let's try and fix this.
Brian says, what happened to these guys? They still sound okay, but I don't know about the last few songs I've heard from them.
Okay.
I think this is more...
Which is crazy, because the new record to me is...
Yeah, this is more in common with, like, classic Fray.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not that old.
That last song I thought was incredible, but it definitely did not have that Fray signature sound.
Yeah.
That one did.
Because Ryan Tedder.
That's going to be on Grey's Anatomy next year.
Oh, gosh. And in that scene, that pinnacle scene.
The pinnacle scene, everybody's crying, and it's like, come on, McDreamy, just stay with her. She loves you so much.
And the TV executives are just watching the ratings go, boop, 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 boop. And then the phrase watching their download count go, woo.
Yeah.
Angela says, I like it. Keep it around. Word. Joel the Nanny says, love the Frey dig. Ted says, it sounds a lot... Or it sounds like a lot of Frey songs, but still good fodder for pop summer music.
Mm.
So dig.
Yeah, good job. I like that.
Fodder means poop.
Man. It does. Moving on. We got two tracks for you. Left to go. Quick reminder, coming up towards the end of the hour, getting back in regular rotation, Run River North, I noticed, on the playlist. And those guys will be here Monday, July 14th. Tickets are available right now, but they are going. Tickets are only $5, and this is a an act that, well, I actually did not know that Stephen Christian
discovered
them. So, took them out on their acoustic tour, and now they are playing gigs with, you know, Goo Goo Dolls.
The Goo Goo Dolls!
Yeah, so they just finished up VH1 Buzz Week, and they're hitting the road for a headlining tour. Happened to be driving through. Their management is the same management as Amberlin's, and Kyle called and said, dude, we're already going to be in Albuquerque.
Hey, dude.
Would you like to do something? We could totally make this beneficial for Static Radio.
And we said,
because
yes.
We love your station. Yes. So we got a show Monday, July 14th.
Yes.
It is a $5 show.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, dude. Don't delay on tickets, because this venue sells out when it's good shows.
Yeesh.
And this is a good show. We've already tripled ticket sales for, like, the prom in a day. So... Okay. I'm telling you right now, please get your tickets if you plan on being at Run River North. No, we're not going to have, like, friend tickets or extra tickets at the door.
Nope.
This is it. So if it sells out, it sells out. So get them now. $5 tickets.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah, mystaticradio.com. All right. Keeping it going, a new band to Tooth & Nail. Mm-hmm. And just when we were like, Tooth & Nail, what are you doing?
What you been doing, man?
They signed a band like Artifacts Perio and Restore Faith. So I haven't heard this new one yet, actually.
They just released a video for this song.
Yeah.
So if you like it, there is a visual representation of it on the internet that you can view for free.
The song is called To Listen and Say Nothing. Sounds like a morning show.
To Listen and Say Nothing.
That's the antithesis of a morning show.
It sounds like...
We say a lot and listen to nothing.
Well, that's because nobody calls in during the summertime.
Gotcha!
Except for our faithful lovelies.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I just called our faithful people.
Thanks,
faithful
guys.
Faithful lovelies.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Be one.
We're changing it from Static Fanatic to Faithful Lovelies.
I love it! Artifacts Perio, To Listen and Say Nothing. Dig it or bury it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. They're called Artifacts Perio.
If you don't know, now you know.
Artifacts Perio, To Listen and Say Nothing. Thank you, Tooth & Nail, for restoring my faith in finding good rock bands. Dude, that song was good!
Abe says good, to a point. Joe the Nanny, they started rather quickly. I almost spilled my tea all over myself, but I can dig it.
All right.
Thank you. TJ says, well, that wasn't very good.
Wow.
And Brian says, Pierce the Veil? Is that you? I'll dig.
See, to me, it's got a Coheed and Cambria type sound.
I hear some Circa in there.
Yeah. Which is okay with me, because if there's one thing that is lacking right now, it's good rock and roll. It's like good... Oh, man. We just need more good rock bands out there.
Yeah, we do.
And rock, you know, is such a loose
term. This morning I was listening and on the way here to work, and we played a few more folksy slow songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm ready for today, because there's a lot of rock
I'm
music.
I'm ready for the rock.
Yes.
And speaking of rock.
Rock and roll. Now to pop. This band recently came through Albuquerque.
Yeah, they did.
Apparently American Authors was not even there.
Yeah, and they didn't even mention it. They just didn't show.
Yeah.
They played the next night in Phoenix or wherever the show was.
Weird.
Yeah.
But they played this song. Our friend Rita said, they played this new song. It's like the new single from their album.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up and I was like, but I have that album and that song's not on the album that I have. Well, they re-released Native recently and added a track to it. And that track happens to be this one.
Yeah, so...
It's called Love Runs Out.
Requested by Rita Gatt.
Yes.
There you go. Song is Love Runs Out by One Republic. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
I'll be a light, your magic.
Gosh.
Dude can write a song.
Yes, he can. Dig it or bury it.
That's for sure.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You know what? I don't care what y'all say.
That Thiebe dude says 9.5 plus million likes. Nah, they don't need mine. I'm good. Jonathan says 12 bar blues never gets old.
So good!
Lisa says best song all morning.
I was a hater at first. I was one of those dudes that was like so anti just because it was like crazy popular. They blew up overnight. And then I started taking a look at his songwriting, lyrically, everything about it, just the structure of the way he does things. Mm-hmm. That dude can write a song.
Yeah. He can. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, just take a look at his bank account.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
TJ says, this would be the second time the broken clock was correct.
Wow.
Today. Brian says, no one leaves without singing the blues. Name that movie. Is that the Blues Brothers? No. No one leaves without singing the blues. Wait, it's Adventures in Babysitting. It's Adventures in Babysitting. Boom. Brian, is that right? You've got to call or something.
Now he's gonna...
I've got to know. Yeah, it is, because it's the scene where they go, they're in that blues bar, whatever, and the guy leads up and he goes,
I remember.
No one leaves without singing the blues. And then she has to get up there and sing.
Yeah, Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, because she just found her boyfriend was out to dinner with some girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Good job, man. That was crazy.
Sad that I know that.
No, it is not.
Joe the Nanny says, huh? Was not expecting that. Y'all are surprising me today. Is he talking about his mama? Because that's cool. I'll dig it for that. Yeah, and Lisa from Iowa.
Yeah.
A faithful Saturday morning listener. Thank you, Lisa. Best song all morning.
Yeah. Speaking of great songwriters, Run River North will be here Monday, July 14th.
We're going to keep harping on it until it's sold out.
And it's going too soon, so you need to get your tickets. Tickets are only $5. You can get them online right now at mystaticradio.com if you prefer the physical ticket. Parchment's Bookstore on the Calvary campus. They will have your tickets as well. The printed ticket looks really rad. Mm. So if you get them online, we'll call. So, you know, there you go. Choose your pleasure. You want an actual ticket?
Yes!
Just get Will call.
Brian said I got it.
Yes!
Yeah, thanks, Brian!
Nicely done. That's crazy,
thanks,
man.
Bri!
Run River North. They're coming up Monday, July 14th. We are a month away. Get your tickets. As I said, they're going very fast. And this show will sell out. They are huge. Just got off tour with the Goo Goo Dolls, doing a headlining tour. And we somehow convinced them to do a benefit show for Static Radio.
We've been blessed now.
And by somehow, they're just fans of good music. And
So let's finally show a band that coming to Albuquerque is worth it.
Yes, please. So there we go. That's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, especially the impromptu Stephen Christian interview, because he just called in to prank call us, and we changed the game on him. Not really. It was just a fun interview. Good time hanging out. Woo! You can check out the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We will post it. Coming up, Middays with Mitch. It is a New Music Tuesday recap. You're going to be kicking it with him today, right?
I'm going to help with the recap.
There you go. So be listening for that. Your chance to vote on music if you didn't have a chance to from earlier in the morning. We had 2 hours of music, so yeah, going to be big.
Going to be a good one.
On the way back, a concert warm-up from Run River North, as well as information on the show on the way. We'll see you guys again mañana.
We shall. Comics Corner.
Comics Corner. We also have this author coming up. Yeah, I know. His name is Mark Buving, and his book is called Resonate, Enjoying God's Gift of Music, all about how we need to be in culture and exploring all music. Yeah, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be great.
That's it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.